Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting second. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael takes first base on ball four. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson takes first base on ball four. Michael moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer bunts towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michael moves to third. Munson moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michael tags and scores. Munson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Munson scores. Mercer moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards second. McKinney scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alou scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alou settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a pop-up towards first. Alou settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Munson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Munson moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball towards left. May catches it and throws to second to double up Munson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards first. Alou scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to second. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Swoboda moves to third. Cater moves to second. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. Cater scores. It's 4-0, Yankees. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0-for-1 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Yankees. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mercer. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 4-2, Yankees. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McKinney moves to second. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-0 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive towards first. Alou reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKinney moves to third. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McKinney tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Yankees. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0-for-2 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michael is called out on strikes. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Tommy John. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Alou hits a pop-up towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Herrmann and he is out, McKinney applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Herrmann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrmann is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Herrmann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Ed Herrmann. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field. Mercer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mercer. Alvarado moves to third. Spence moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvarado scores. Spence moves to third. It's 5-4, Yankees. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Miri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spence scores. Morales moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 5, White Sox, 5. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 4 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Egan now catching. Bart Johnson now pitching. Ron Blomberg pinch hits for Ron Swoboda. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny pinch runs for Danny Cater. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs takes first base on ball 4. Kenny moves to second. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Michael is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Blomberg now playing right field. Jerry Kenny now playing third base. Al Kloster now pitching. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for J. John Stone. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rijkaard takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. May bunts towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Rijkaard moves to second. One out. Jack Aker now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melton is walked intentionally. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Blomberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Rijkaard now playing center field. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Mercer moves to second. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blomberg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKinney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alou fields the ball and throws to Aker covering. Safe. Lee Richard pinch runs for Bob Spence. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richard. The throw from Munson and he is out, Michael applying the tag. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts, foul, towards the mound. Aker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-5 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Rick Rijkaard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rijkaard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rijkaard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lee Richard now playing center field. Carlos May now playing first base. Rick Rijkaard now playing left field. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Clark bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Kenny moves to second. One out. Jim Little pinch hits for Jack Aker. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is walked intentionally. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Michael is called out on strikes. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Hambright now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hambright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mercer. McKinney reaches second base with a double. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan is walked intentionally. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Blomberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Rich Hinton now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Mercer moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis pinch hits for Ron Blomberg. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. White goes all the way around to score. Ellis moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Yankees. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kenny hits a line drive into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Ellis now catching. Thurman Munson now playing right field. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Rich Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton bunts towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. It's Yankees, 6, White Sox, 6. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. May is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.